You're listening to the Texas Standard.
You know, you can't talk Texas oil without talking about the competition, of course. In that regard, the eyes of Texas are upon Saudi Arabia right now. Over the weekend, the Saudis ended the 20-year tenure of oil minister Ali al-Naimi. Al-Naimi is credited as a pillar in the development of the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, or OPEC, and its policies. Now, energy investors and analysts alike are waiting to see how this change could affect an already tumultuous oil economy and marketplace. Matt Smith gets how these pieces go together. He is director of commodity research at Clipper Data. Welcome to the Standard, Matt.
Thank you for having me.
First, a little background here on al-Naimi. What exactly has been his role in the current oil market downturn, and why would the Saudis want to replace him?
Well, Ali al-Naimi is one of the most powerful men in the world in terms of the oil market. For the last 20 years, he has been the oil minister of Saudi Arabia and has been really the linchpin in OPEC. And so his removal, let's say, from his role has really come as quite a surprise to the market, not necessarily because he should have been removed or that, but really it's just been the timing of it. He's been in the role for the last 20 years, mm-hmm. And he's over 80, and so it's no surprise that he's moving on. But the timing has been exceedingly strange for that, and so it's really a very tumultuous time in terms of the Saudi Arabian oil market.
Let's try to read the some of the possible patterns here. Am I correct in saying that al-Naimi was one of the hardliners, in a sense, in saying we're going to keep production going up, and if necessary, we're going to break the backs of those Texans who keep pumping oil from the shale reserves? I mean, in a way, he was kind of the man behind that strategy, right?
Well, I think he was part of that strategy. Obviously, Saudi Arabia as a kingdom is hugely influential in the market. And so he was perhaps the spokesperson and the mouthpiece for this theory. But he has been very vocal in the last few years about how they're willing to keep production strong to try and flush out this higher cost production to try and keep their market share. He's banged on and on about their market share and maintaining that. Mm-hmm. And so from that perspective, he's seen the one that has been targeting specifically U.S. shale, yes.
But of course, what we've seen basically are oil prices hovering still at real lows. I think that it got up to, I don't know where it is as we speak, but I think I've seen it more recently in the low $40 range. I'm wondering if this has more to do with the oil market itself or what, maybe some internal politics within Saudi Arabia, which is so dependent on the price of oil.
Well, I think the decision for al-Naimi to go was not necessarily a contentious one, and he has been replaced by Khaled al-Fali, who has been a 30-year veteran at Saudi Aramco, the state-run oil company. Mm-hmm. And so he is not a contentious replacement, and that just indicates that Saudi Arabia is going to maintain its stance. There's going to be this continuum of this view of targeting market share. That said, this decision appears to have been driven by the Deputy Crown Prince, Mohammed bin Salman, who is the son of the current king. And what is interesting there is this son is only 30 years old, but he has recently been growing in prominence and power. And this is a symbol, really, it seems, of him wielding his power. Hmm. They announced just recently that they're going to try and diversify the economy away from oil. And this is being led by this Deputy Crown Prince. And so this decision to remove al-Naimi seems to be more of a symbolic effort as opposed to anything tactical.
So not so much a major impact in the short term, but perhaps in the long term, we could see an impact on global oil market.
Well, that's right. What we're seeing with Saudi Arabia, they're actually putting up part of their oil company for sale, 5% of it, of Saudi Aramco, to raise $100 billion. And they're essentially going to use that money to try and diversify its economy, to invest in non-oil investments. Mm-hmm. But at the same time as well, they're looking to expand into, say, tourism and into mining. And so over the longer term, we're not sure how that is really going to play into the market. They'll obviously still be pumping oil, trying to collect revenues from that, but also protect themselves. In the shorter term, however, what this means for the US is that Saudi Arabia is not changing its tack in terms of targeting market share. And because of that, we are likely to see prices of oil remain relatively in check going forwards as Saudi Arabia continues to flood the market.
Matt Smith is Director of Commodity Research at Clipper Data. Matt, thanks so much.
Thank you.